In a manner of speaking, yes.
Because it's not like the person, he's not like me or watching me, right?
Correct.
And he's with me.
Yes. Quite definitely. It is a configuration of your energy. And generally speaking, in these types of situations, that configuration remains the same configuration for a time framework. Generally, the individual does not immediately reconfigure that energy, but holds that energy as it was.
Like the way I feel, I'm still in the house?
Yes. Pardon. That is a part of your energy that you configured in a physical manifestation, but although the physical manifestation may not remain, the energy does. Therefore, it continues to be present, and it continues to be present in that type of manifestation. It is not immediately reconfigured into a different manifestation until a point that you choose to reconfigure it, either in another manifestation or in configuring it into your own energy in a different manner. And some individuals choose not to do that at all throughout their focus and continue to hold that energy as it was for the remainder of their focus. It is dependent upon the individual.
Is Sassy still interacting with that energy?
Yes. But is also aware that it is not physically present.
She seems to have been dreaming a lot. Does she interact with him while she's asleep?
Yes.
she miss him?
That... is... somewhat of a tricky question. Does she miss him in the manner that you miss him? No. But does she miss him? Yes. Animals do feel loss. They do not feel the emotion of loss in the manner that you do, but they do feel loss, and they do incorporate a sense of your terms, loyalty. In actuality, loyalty would be a term that you would use. It is more accurately a genuine recognition of a connection, and they do recognize when the physical aspect of that connection is gone. And they do feel that loss, and therefore they do miss that configuration. And in a manner of speaking, once again, not in the manner that you do, but in their own manner, they do generate a type of grieving.
Is that why she's not eating?
Yes.
Is that why she's sleeping more, to kind of spend more time with him, to, and that eases that loss?
Yes.
Did she know he was ready to go?
Yes.
So how exactly is it tied into the whole event situation? Is there more of a message there? Or more of something you're supposed to get from it?
In a manner of speaking, it is a very strong metaphor of letting go of being familiar, which can be difficult. Moving into a new direction and allowing yourself the permission to generate that risk to move forward. Moving forward in some situations can be very challenging and can be difficult, for you automatically hold to what is familiar, and that is very strong. Allowing yourself to risk letting go of that is challenging, but it is very much worth the challenge.
That's kind of what I felt. So it was just recognizing that enough, or is there something else that I'm supposed to do?
In this present now, it is not necessarily a matter of doing. In this present now, the doing aspect is allowing yourself and acknowledging yourself in grieving that familiar. It is interesting and not an accident that within different philosophies and sects and some cultures, animals are termed to be familiars. The reason they are defined or identified as familiars is that in some cultures and sects and philosophies, they recognize that animals are an extension of you and a very strong reflection of you. And in that, when a familiar disengages, it is also a metaphor for the human in moving on in a new direction and, in a manner of speaking, moving beyond the familiar. But in that, there is also another process. And that process is the acknowledgement of what has been, the recognition of that, and allowing yourself a brief time framework to grieve that. Grieving is a process of disconnecting, in a manner of speaking. Not entirely disconnecting, but disconnecting to the point that allows you to move in a new, unfamiliar direction. Which death is an expression and a choice that very strongly emphasizes that. It symbolizes an end. It is actually not an end, but it presents the symbol of an end and the symbol of a new beginning. And with any death, there is a new beginning. It is configured in many different manners, and is dependent upon the individuals that are addressing to it. But with death always comes a new beginning.
I kind of felt that. I felt myself moving in that direction and allowing myself to let go. So I feel like I'm already in that process.
I would agree. And that you received the communication accurately and were allowing yourself to be connected and be attuned to that is another indicator that you have already begun the process and that you are already engaging it. This is your signal that it is your time. You are ready. It is time, and you can move. You can engage that step across that threshold.
And the way that I feel that I should move in doing that is actually to also let go of the inheritance and allow it to be gifted back to me by her sister. And I'm feeling that that's the way that I can accomplish holding on to the bankruptcy and holding on to the inheritance.
Congratulations.
And I feel that I
all was not black and white.
Well, and I kept holding on to what you were, which you've always told me, is to not get attached to how it would look, how the outcome would look. And I feel like I haven't been able to reach any attorneys to confirm that, because I was waiting to get that validation
for you. Congratulations. Which is another indicator and validation to you that you are engaging the process, you are moving forward, and in that moving forward, you are beginning to allow yourself to not view in the black and white, to engage your periphery more, and therefore to generate more allowances that you can accomplish what you want, and that there are more choices than you may initially see. You incorporate many more options than you initially see. It is merely a matter of allowing yourself to step out of the panic, step into the calm, move away from the anger and the tantrum, move into the allowance, and you will present yourself with the options and the other choices that can allow you to accomplish. Mm-hmm. Not all of your directions are accomplished in the manner that you initially think of, or with your initial plan.
Which is why I felt that when they were telling me the only option was to reopen it and switch to another one and still give them all the money, that I still felt that that wasn't the solution, and I kept staying open and generate a new option, which brings with it its own potential fears that her sister would take it and not gift it back to me, that I would present blockages that way.
Do not create obstacles before they are obstacles, which is what I expressed to you in our previous conversation. Do not create an obstacle before it exists.
And I feel like even though that idea popped in, that I'm holding to more on the side of trusting myself that I will create what I want. And that any potential obstacles would naturally fall out of the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Even in the midst of grief, you can create successfully.
I've been remembering to breathe.
Very well.
Mary had a thought that Polly had been sitting on my lap the last few sessions because she felt that I needed comforting.
I would agree.
But is it also a matter of me being more open to being comforting?
Yes. Generally speaking, although some animals generate more than others, but generally speaking, animals generate a very natural propensity for healing. Some express that more than others. All of them incorporate the ability, but some are more directed than others in that particular expression. I will express, which if you are so choosing, you can share with Michael, that this particular creature generates an action that is somewhat unique, not entirely. There are other animals that do this also. But even in those that generate a stronger propensity for healing, there are fewer of them that generate it in this particular capacity. What this particular creature does is absorb energy from the individual that it connects to and expels that energy for them.
Which is why she was not sick. She just threw up before. She jumped off of my lap and threw up. And that was what she was doing.
What occurs is she absorbs in very similar fashion to a sponge the energy that is distressing or what you would term to be toxic. And in absorbing that, she does not hold it. She does not continue to hold that energy, but will expel it. And dependent upon the intensity of the energy, dependent upon the type of energy that the individual is expressing, the manner in which the creature expels that may be different. she may choose to roll upon the ground, which would be an action of shaking out the energy and releasing it in that manner. The action of creating vomiting is an action of absorbing an energy that incorporates more of an intensity and also incorporates some toxicity, and in absorbing that would choose to release it somewhat quickly, and that would be a natural action to generate, to expel the energy by vomiting.
I feel like Sassy has more a natural healing than Zeus did, which is why she stayed by me. Does she do that too, to a lesser degree of Polly, but does she do that too?
Yes. Yes.
Did she stay with me more than Joyce, because she could feel that I needed it more?
Yes. And in that, acknowledge yourself and acknowledge her. Acknowledge yourself that you created this configuration that can be supportive and helpful and encouraging, and that does incorporate the willingness to engage that healing energy. And acknowledge her that she understands you and is a good fit.
And how is the relationship developed between her and Phoebe? Did she kind of win her over, or does she just merely tolerate her now?
It is more than tolerating, but it is not an acceptance as family.
She seems to have more of that acceptance with Buddy the cat.
Your creature?
Yes, Sassy.
Yes. In relation to the other canine, that situation is more than tolerance, but less than family.
Right. I think that Buddy, in accepting her as family, kind of communicates to Phoebe that she is part of the family and kind of intercedes there.
I would agree.
It's interesting to watch how they work together. So, I guess I feel like I've been doing everything that we've talked about successfully. Is there anything you see or any next step that's the part of allowing and grieving, allowing success?
time.
Yes. Be aware of automatic responses that can influence you to slip into those familiars. And I would express that when you notice that you may be slipping into a familiar expression or an automatic response, to allow yourself merely momentarily to stop and to generate to yourself the word familiar as a creature. Perhaps as Zeus. In this, the familiar is now a ghost familiar. That it can be allowed to be present, but it is a shadow. And therefore, being a ghost familiar, you acknowledge its presence, you acknowledge that it does retain power if you give it to it, but you are also acknowledging to yourself, by presenting the ghost familiar to yourself, that you are moving beyond. That also reinforces that the power lies with you, not with the expression of the familiar. For in that, if it is a ghost familiar, you also incorporate the power to dissipate it, explode it, disappear it, or manipulate it in whatever manner you choose.
Okay, I'll do that. My girlfriend Shannon, I was wondering what her essence name is.
Essence name. Abieta. A-B-I-E-T-T.
Is that referring to a favorite French actress that she has, maybe?
Abieta is actually more associated with a Russian culture.
So how many focuses have we shared together?
Number 104.
She's very excited about the pet business that we've started together, and been working with her and staying in the moment and trusting. Do you have a piece of advice for her in that regard?
Be focused and be patient. And my expression would be the same to you.
Mm-hmm. And I was toying with an idea this morning of offering to Mark to move into more of his office person to generate some flexibility, a way of staying there and earning what I call a base to cover my bills and to help him out. I had offered that to him one time before, and he didn't even entertain it as a possibility. And I'm thinking this time may be different. He may be more open to it and may generate a situation that we can both be flexible and strong.
And what is your feeling? And what is your comfort?
Well, I feel that we would. Well, that was my feeling, that it would generate.
Beside the money, what is your feeling and what is your comfort? Can you be comfortable?
I feel that it gives me comfort in being somewhere a few mornings a week, and that that offers me stability and an action of leaving the house and generating a workspace and being comfortable in that, but also generating the ability to not feel like I'm stuck there, that I can come and go as I please. And that it would help me in that way.
Very well. If you can maintain that comfort with yourself and not compromise yourself, I would encourage you.
Which I feel like I made a step in that direction when he asked me to come in and work weekends, and I said no, that wouldn't be comfortable for me.
Yes, I agree. And I acknowledge that.
So that was good. I don't know. I had asked Mary to change this to an hour today because I thought that I would need more time. But basically, I had a feeling that I knew. I had a knowing of these things. And with that also being able to connect to you more when we're not together and tapping into that knowing?
Yes, which I'm also acknowledging of you.
I had an impression the other day that we were walking together and we had our arms linked around each other. Is that tapping into another focus, or is that just me feeling your comforting energy right then?
In that moment, yes. And I would agree. For I am always present, but you allowing yourself to know that I am actually present and genuinely recognize and sense that energy is significant.
I feel like Bubba's changing a little bit too, maybe he's being more open to things lately. I think he feels more comfortable up here now.
I would agree.
And in our relationship too, that he feels like he can, you know, I tried to share some information that you would give, and He still blocks it, but he seems like he's moved into being a little bit more open.
Remember, sharing information is not telling the other individual.
Right.
But merely sharing.
So I do that, and then I start slipping into the telling?
Yes. Which, I acknowledge your intention that you want to be connecting and you want to be helpful. But I would also express that it is very easy to move beyond that line, so to speak, of merely sharing and moving into telling.
Which can also be a reminder when I start slipping in to the automatic response. What does that feel?
Yes.
Because I can feel what I'm doing. I wanted to ask why this just one part of my back hurts. It hurt when I was leaving Pioneer, and it hurt a couple weeks. And it just came back with losing juice and everything. It's just this one spot is that. Because I know before when my back hurt, it was about being supportive. But it's just this one spot. It's not the whole area.
Correct. But this is not necessarily an expression of being supportive. This is more of, in a manner of speaking, a reaction. A reaction to loss.
Which is why it hurt before, because it was when I lost my mother. So, how do I get that to go away?
It will.
Okay, just allow it.
And the more you allow yourself to generate freely, to move in this process of grieving, and recognize, as you already are aware, you are not merely grieving your companion. You are grieving your father. You are grieving familiar directions. You are grieving familiar connections. You are grieving old movements and directions. The companion is a symbol of all of that. The companion is a metaphor for all of that. Therefore, allow yourself to feel what you are feeling. Allow yourself to express those feelings. It is detrimental to attempt to squelch the release of energy. Allow yourself to feel. Allow yourself this process of grieving. Allow yourself to be comforted and connect with your other companion to generate a healing. And the more you generate that healing, the more the physical expression, which is a reaction, will dissipate.
I felt bad because Joyce was over this weekend and Joyce was standing there and I kind of nudged him out of the way and she got really upset. And then after he died, I thought, well, maybe, you know, did I hope I don't think I heard him. I thought he knew that I just nudged him. And she's just more sensitive. Is that a reflection of her own feelings of how she feels about herself, that she overreacts to what she perceives as being somebody doing something to her, and that overreaction that she feels?
In part, yes.
Because I thought I was, you know, I like to think that I was meant to.
You
know that much. I loved him.
And you were. And you did. And he did. And he does. That is not changed. Your feelings, your love, your affection continues, and also does his. And he continues to be aware, for that energy remains configured in the manner that it was. And do not fault yourself. It is wasted energy for you to blame or to fault yourself. You expressed genuinely with this companion, and the companion was very aware of it.
Okay. And this whole thing lately, I've been thinking about when we had the session about George, and that when he left, and still trying to understand when you were saying that he was creating his reality and I was creating mine, and I wanted him to stay, but he still chose to leave. And dealing with this whole issue with the inheritance and the people that I'm dealing with, I keep coming back to that, but maybe you don't fully understand that yet. You know what I mean? I guess that since he creates the leaving, that I have that little bit of doubt in there, that what if they create still taking it away?
But there were other factors in that situation, and you are becoming more aware of yourself and your direction and your automatic responses and old familiars. And old familiars were a factor in that situation and in that relationship. Therefore, it was not as, once again, black and white as you wanted to continue a relationship and he did not. There were factors in both directions. There were factors with him and his direction and his issues. And there were factors with you and your direction and distractions and timing factors, which is not unusual. Many times an individual may want a particular expression or manifestation, but the timing is incorrect, that there are other directions in relation to the individual's genuine desire that are stronger in that timing and that will take precedence. Not that you do not necessarily want to generate an intimate romantic relationship with another individual, you very well may, but you also have been very strongly in a direction of your desire to become much more aware of you and your motivations and empowering yourself and not succumbing to automatic responses and moving into more of your own freedoms and understanding how to manipulate your energy in beneficial and successful manners for yourself. And in relation to the timing factor, the involvement of that type of relationship at that time presented a distraction. Your desire overrode that, for it was stronger than your desire to be engaged in the relationship. The feelings may be very strong, but as I have expressed many times, feelings are not necessarily an indicator of what direction your energy is moving in. Feelings are genuine, they are real, but they are not always the most important factor in what you are expressing. Feelings are byproducts.
I did generate my reality based on what I wanted most.
Yes. Not that you do not want a relationship. It is quite definitely not that black and white.
No, but I was still a little confused from that session thinking that he had
the power,
right,
and he did not. No. This was an aspect of your choosing in relation to your desire to be expressing more expansion of yourself, more clarity of yourself, more empowerment of yourself. And if you recall, in that time framework, there remained an aspect of that struggle in relation to your own empowerment. That in that time framework, you continued to generate some aspects of yourself that was more willing to give your empowerment to another individual.
Right. Which
you are much less likely to do now.
Which is what the relationship with Rich is showing me?
Yes.
Is that why? Do I keep pushing him away because I feel from him that he wants much more than I'm willing to give him, so it better not to jump into it knowing that I can't, that I'm not willing to give him the relationship that he wants, because I feel what he wants, that
yes,
he wants. Okay. Because he just, you know, he seems so perfect, but I don't have that attraction to him like I had to George. So,
which, that could change. Mm-hmm. Once again, is not black and white. That could change. But it is presently, once again, another timing factor. And in this time frame work, you're not in care quite the willingness to invest yourself in certain manners, in certain directions, in relation to what you perceive you should, if you are to engage that type of choice.
I also get this hint, like more of a distant hint, that he's not the, that there's somebody else that's more than one. And not that I'm necessarily waiting for that person.
I'm understanding.
More that I'm allowing.
For the potential.
Much in these last few months.
Quite an intensity of energy.
I like to do that.
Quite an intensity of movement also.
Yeah. Well, I always say that I like to do it all at once. But it's been like Mary, when she describes when she moves aside and lets you come through, she describes it like she's holding on in a tidal wave. And I feel kind of like that's what I'm doing. But I'm still safe, but that I'm, you know, it's a lot of energy holding on.
I'm quite understanding, which is somewhat of an accurate analogy. For in that you are safe, and that is an important factor to remember.
And then she thought that her completing her bed and taking that step to finish it was also encouragement to me that I could take the step to towards something scary that is okay.
Is that
also, I also get this feeling with Tiger that the counterparts that what he created was this huge upheaval in his seemingly perfect life, but just like I always get this feeling that he created it to give himself the challenge of coming through that too, and then they kind of hold on to that energy too. He likes to create these big seeming impossibilities,
and that knowing expression is insurmountable.
Shows everybody. See, you can do anything.
And so you can.
Right. So lots of positive energy and encouragement, keeping me, allowing me to keep going in that direction.
Yes.
Okay.
And breathe.
And breathe. And the whole situation with Amy and the money and the business and me and Shannon getting this feeling that we kind of generate these feelings against her, but I think it's kind of a reflection of Amy's feelings against herself.